Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There, baby. You don't like that? You're crazy. Anyway, Mr. Producer, get clip 21 ready. We're going to move into spirit cooking, the pedo weirdness, the Hollywood pedophiles. Remember Corey Feldman? The number one problem in Hollywood and has been is pedophilia. Remember his little testimony before that reporter? The reporter's sitting there like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Corey Haim and all these kids that have been corrupted, all the little girls, all the little boys. Oh, I mean, it's everywhere. And, you know, I was at a public place earlier and I had to watch where you could just see where creeps could, walk off with a kid, and you're just like, you know what? These people, this evil has descended upon our society to the point where, when I grew up as a kid, man, your parents would just leave their kids to the neighborhood, man. I'd come home at 1 a.m. with my school books, man. I didn't even come home from school. My parents weren't worried about my whereabouts. Now it's just like, geez, you got so many satanic, demon-possessed, baby-raping weirdos everywhere. Every place we look, every geographic locale, whether it's Islamic, Jewish, secular, Western, it doesn't matter. Rabbis raping little boys in the mikvahs in Britain. Bachabazi over there in Afghanistan dressing up the little boys while they're leaning on their AK-47s, drooling at the mouth of a 12-year-old boy dressed like a girl. I mean, this thing's everywhere. I think it's just the time frame on the movement of history towards this crescendo, this end point that we can all kind of feel that we're at. Europe dying, about to be Islamized, and then they're holding refugees welcome signs. Justin Trudeau, this little punk, he gets to be the Prime Minister of Canada. This little joke of a person. There's no Canadian men. You know, Obama, he bathes our White House in the rainbow colors, and nobody arrested him. Nobody impeached him. This little Paul Ryans and Mitch McConnell slimes. And I got to get on that healthcare thing if I can in a little bit. But Mr. Producer, with no further ado, let's hit clip 21. Let's take the satanic thing to the next level where they're going with it.
I got to ask you, is anybody else noticing how this is all going really, really satanic? Could any marketing convince you to eat cloned human meat? Because, well, you know, because why not, right? This conversation is popping up everywhere. We already saw it with the CNN guy eating human brains, right? And that's no big deal. This is popping up everywhere. The last year, let's take a look back at the last year and just think about the amount of satanic stuff we've seen happening. It's everywhere. Cloned human meat, because it's not actually a person, it's a clone of a person, so you're good to go, right? Looks good, doesn't it? How do we already know that we're not eating it? How many times have you guys heard the rabbi on YouTube talking about grinding children up after they sexually abuse and mutilate them and putting them in McDonald's and hamburger at McDonald's and Burger King? Doesn't sound too far-fetched after you start seeing what these people are really into. You see what I'm saying? You find articles like this everywhere. This is the Smithsonian.com. Human flesh looks like beef, but the taste is more elusive. It tastes like pork, or maybe veal. Even if you have no desire to eat the flesh of fellow humans, it's not so uncommon to wonder from time to time what human flesh looks and tastes like. IO9 recently took up the first question and explained that human flesh firmly falls into the red meat camp. Beef, they concluded, would be the closest visual equivalent of a human fillet or rump roast. Muscle's red color can be traced to the presence of richly pigmented protein called myoglobin, and more specifically, hemes, the chemical compound that myoglobin used to bind and store oxygen. I'm not going to continue reading this, but this is the Smithsonian.com.
Mr. Producer, get 23 ready. This is Aaron and Melissa, former InfoWars people at TruthStream Media. It piggybacks on Richie from Boston, who's another YouTuber that I follow. These guys, the things you can dig around on for articles, the YouTubers are doing in short video segments. And so if you're not doing a kind of a hybrid of research on both the sectors, you're missing out, because a lot of times the YouTubers are actually quicker on the game or on the trigger than the actual alternative media in the digital print realm. And so, you know, you got to use the hybrid of the YouTubers and, you know, your favorite kind of the websites that you trust to give you kind of decent information. All right, let's hit 23.
So speaking of, gosh, the level that we're at, right now we're seeing a huge push to try and normalize and even fetishize cannibalism. And I think a lot of people were introduced to the fact, after the latest WikiLeaks revelations, that there's such a thing as spirit cooking, that you have elites and Hollywood types getting together and doing mock cannibalistic rituals with each other. I mean, this is something that they do. See that? I guess that's the trendy, hip, cool thing to do when you're famous. I don't know. Whatever. It looks really screwed up to me. But this is what they do. They get together and they pretend they're eating people. The people who are actually involved in this, people like this woman, they straight up call these things rituals, and they talk about the power they derive from them. But right now, you actually have, on the heels of this, a concerted effort to try and push and normalize cannibalism through the media. And these things are always coordinated when they do this. It's never just one thing. So back at the end of February, you had a book come out about it. Cannibalism shows good taste with grisly topic. Ew, it's really gross. They put good taste in the same line with cannibalism, trying to be cute in a headline. But so there's a book that came out about how this happens in nature. And okay, well, that's just a book, right? Well, now we also have a movie, completely non-related, but we have a movie now. And realize this, nothing that's promoted at all, whether it's good or bad, there's no such thing as bad press. If someone's being blasted in the press and they're saying all kinds of bad things about that person, they're actually promoting that person. But this, they're actually saying really good things about it. It's this movie called Raw. It's a French movie about a college girl who gets into cannibalism, and Raw makes a sisterhood of cannibalism. All right,
go ahead and stop
That's
it
a
there.
Headline.
We're getting the gist of it. Now, think about this. They're already beta testing weird trash in Venezuela and Brazil. Venezuela, they're actually raiding, supposedly, according to reports. I'm not there. I don't know. But the zoo to get meat of the animals. I mean, you see where this is going. It's almost like, you know, Walking Dead and all this other stuff, the bath salt thing. All of this is like this build up to a collapse scenario. And then in our cities, I'm sure some of the older folks and even the younger ones, you remember this movie, and it was based on a true story about a plane going down in the Andes Mountains, a soccer team, I guess. And some of the people died during the crash, and then these people are freezing, they start starving, and then they go ahead and in a sort of a beef jerky sort of fashion start gnawing on the, you know, flesh of the some of the dead victims of the plane crash itself. You know, we're in this, really the Abramovich spirit cooking stuff, where they all the Hollywood Gwen Stefani's and the rest of these people all think it's real hip, Lady Gaga, and trendy to eat food that looks like human flesh. It's really, you know, keep your eyes on this, because it could really cocktail with a martial law scenario. And then they're trying to desensitize people, just like the video games desensitize people to certain things. Pornography desensitizes people to these behaviors, to where now these kids are acting out pornographic things, you know, prepubescence, doing, you know, group sex and all the weird stuff that we see happening throughout our country due to the just the glut of pornography and so forth. So, you know, I got so much here, I'm almost overloaded. So, but I want to kind of let's transition to some of this. And, you know, there was some really, during the Gorsuch hearings, Judge Neil Gorsuch, who Trump has nominated to be the next Supreme Court justice, you know, some of the hearings on Capitol Hill, and I was digging into some of the exchanges with like Cruz and some of these other characters, Al Franken and Feinstein and all these people. I mean, this stuff is amazing to watch some of it. But there's been, Mr. Producer, let's get clip 3 ready. Now, this is Dr. Steve Pachinik, who's a regular on Jones's program. And he threw Jones a real curveball the other day. Jones wants to have him on about basically the machinations to overthrow Trump and everything. And then Pachinik comes on and throws him a curveball and basically throws Gorsuch under the bus for being a torture advocate and being around during the time of the Bush regime. And, you know, Trump has made these kind of statements of kind of like, you know, Kiefer Sutherland 24, kind of like pro-torture statements. We all know this and have followed this kind of closely. But let's listen to clip 3 real quick.
The real issues that are coming to the forefront is, once again, we have the neocons coming in. And what am I talking about? Right now, in front of the Judiciary Committee, is Neil Gorsuch, a very decent man who looks like he's been perfect. His moral integrity seems above board, went to Harvard, summa cum laude, then had a PhD at Oxford. But then when I closely look at his record, I have a major, major problem with it. In a 14-month period during the time of 2005, when he worked directly for Attorney General Gonzalez, he, Gorsuch, initiated and enhanced several programs which were totally illegal and immoral. First was the enhancement of interrogation. Secondly was rendition. Thirdly was torture. He was key to the torture, implementation, and legitimacy of using torture against so-called terrorists. Now, remember, this comes after 9/11. So what do we have here? We have a so-called decent Coloradan who tells you about how humble he is, but really he's quite bright. And at the same time, he goes to Georgetown Preparatory School, which happens to be a Jesuit school. I have nothing against Jesuits, but clearly he learns how to follow orders. And in this case, I must say, Dianne Feinstein, as much as I don't agree with her most of the time, was correct to press in on the key issue, because the moral integrity of Neil Gorsuch does not lie in 48 years of his life. It lies in the 14 months that he was a co-conspirator with Bush, Cheney, and Wolfowitz, and Condoleezza Rice and Romney to implement Patriots Act, increased terrorism, and increased interrogation.
Okay, that go makes ahead and stop him it there. Go ahead and stop it there. So, Gorsuch, Georgetown Prep School, and, you know, Pechenik was being politically, let's just say, tactical there by saying that he doesn't dislike the Jesuits. Personally, I have this sinking suspicion in my gut that Alafontis and these characters are connected somehow with the Roman, let's say, pedophile networks, okay? And that's just my gut telling me that. I'm not saying I know anything, and, you know, I'll probably end up dead next week for saying this, but I just, I don't know. The Democratic Party, the Hillary, Bill, heavy Jesuit stuff there. Trump went to Fordham for 2 years in the Bronx. If you get into Allen and John Foster Dulles, Allen Dulles was fired by JFK, CIA director. He ends up on the Warren Commission after JFK gets his head blown off. But they had a third brother who was Avery Cardinal Dulles from Fordham University. So, I mean, there's all these connections here that just make me uncomfortable. I just don't know. There's something there that I got to dig into further, but and I got to read some stuff that one of the listeners, I think he's from Egypt, but him and I talk and offline on social media and stuff. But you know, so you heard that from Dr. Steve Pechenik about Gorsuch. So, Mr. Producer, get clip number 9 ready. And this is Gorsuch himself talking about torture, where he says it's illegal, so forth and so on. But Alberto Gonzalez and the Bush administration and Gorsuch being involved right there, it's quite interesting that this would be Trump's guy. And look, I mean, we're facing this Islamic onslaught of some really creepy golem-level shock troops who are basically zombie hordes. If you watch some of these guys in Britain and France and Sweden, these guys are occupational. They're going to occupy Europe, and they believe that their God is giving them this weak underbelly and overbelly of Europe, and it's theirs. And we know basically, sure, Kosher Nostra and is one of the main forces that brought these people to Europe. And then, you know, you get into Kalergi and you get into some Sutherland and these other guys, they're Vatican operatives as well. Vatican II, the fake satanic church that's basically got the real church in eclipse. And so these guys, you know, the devil's kingdom is not divided against itself. So the Islamic hordes, the Jewish supremacists, and then the sick pedo rats in the Vatican, they're all aligned together. Don't ever forget that. And so the devil's kingdom's not divided against itself. They might have skirmishes, but they all have this kind of, where it talks about they'll all have one mind, and that one mind is to be hostile to the truth. And we're coming up on a break, so I'm going to play that when we come back from the break with Gorsuch talking about torture. But you know, Merrick Garland probably would have been Hillary's guy. the guy Obama nominated, this Jewish gun grabber. So, you know, I mean, a guy that's for torture of our enemies or a straight up commie gun grabber. See you guys on the other side of the break.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back. City Erie Radio got a short segment here. Mr. Producer, if you got clip 9 ready, go ahead and hit it. This is Neil Gorsuch testifying about torture. So Pachinik just threw him under the bus about torture with Alberto Gonzalez and the Bush administration. Go ahead and hit clip 9.
Gorsuch also showing distance from the president on the reinstatement of torture.
We have a convention against torture and implementing legislation which ban torture.
Does the president have the right to authorize torture if it violates the laws that have been passed by Congress?
Senator, no man is above the law.
Meantime, Democrats are seizing on some new allegations about Gorsuch.
No, Senator, and I'd be delighted to actually clear this up.
A former law student of his writing this letter to the Senate Judiciary, claiming Gorsuch suggested in class that women use companies for maternity benefits, then leave after the baby is born.
I do ask for a show of hands. How many of you have had questions like this asked of you in the employment environment? An inappropriate question about your family planning. And I am shocked every year, Senator, how many young women raise their hand.
Go ahead and stop it there. You know, this Gorsuch guy, I'm sure, let's just say this, another leftist gun grabber would be toxic to the court. But this guy, he's going to turn out to be a mixed bag. Let me just say that. And, you know, and coming out of a Bush appointee, Trump couldn't find anybody else with a really stellar kind of conservative, Christian, whatever track record. He had to pick somebody that was involved with Alberto Gonzalez. You know, this is kind of interesting here. And I know, look, we're in for a battle, folks, for the heart of Europe, for the future of many of our, I'm talking to the listeners here, our homelands where our bloodlines came from. Right now, our homelands are, it's cataclysmic. What our, you know, bloodline ancestors are facing. I almost, like I was talking to a buddy of mine here in St. Louis, and this guy's an interesting individual. I was like, I almost feel guilty for not even being in Europe right now because of what is happening to the continent. Because right now, America is way better off, let's just say, in the short term. There's still a lot of hardcore, patriotic, veteran dudes here that are holding it down versus, and Trump is kind of just a manifestation of that, the ripple effect that I've been talking about. But our homeland, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, Italy, Spain, France, Scandinavia, I mean, where is it going to be in a few years? Is it going to be Islamized? And not that Islam is the true underbelly thing going on, but it is a factor. You've been fighting these people for 1400 years. And if you look at the reciprocity, let's say, with attacking Europe versus Europe attacking Islamic lands, it's a joke. Now, granted, in the near term here, with the overthrow of Libya, the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, Operation Ajax, with the overthrow of Mossadegh in Iran, and all the skullduggery of British and American intelligence operations in the Middle East, it's pretty ugly. But if you look at the whole kind of composite of, you know, us and the Islamic world, has been really, let's just say, a brutal force. And Spain was Islamic. And we have to remember the history here. And we're going to have to fight. And it's been a forced synthetic fight. I know this. But we'll cover some more on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
At 20 years no more, life seems to be so cruel. He turned around and said, son, that's the way you go. Some earned the right to be a player no matter how old. I'll never love again. I'll never love again. Well, passing through the desert on a cold and heartless night, no clouds above to dim my path, the hurt I feel just ain't right. Find myself a-talking to a lonely single star, as though it was my baby, she's watching from afar. I'll never love again. I'll never love again. Well,
Fury Radio. Still the 26th day of March, 2017. A lot going on, but I wanted to get to this and spend a couple minutes on this. Now, what I'm going to read now is, this is one of my, you know, the listeners to the program, and these guys put stuff out on YouTube, in a podcast fashion of the show, and let's just say this person's initials are MS, and maybe I'll have him on the show sometime, and I told him I'd probably read some of this, but sizable part of the earth for 28 years ever since G.H.W. Bush brought an end to the uninterrupted Freemasonic predominance in the U.S. that lasted since the days of Roosevelt, and in spite of the JFK kind of interlude, or he called it intermezzo. Now, that right there is a loaded, very loaded question, because you know, people say Skull and Bones is aligned with Freemasonry, and others say Skull and Bones is a tool of the Vatican, and others like Eric John Phelps and a bunch of the Vatican researchers say that Freemasonry is actually controlled by the Black Pope. And so it's a real, you know, a loaded kind of, you know, statement. It basically, let's see here. It seems that the infamous deal caused a dichotomy within the Jesuits, too. Jean-Marie Le Pen speaking openly against Francis I, pretty much like the divide that had already existed among Freemasons. All three, Trump, Hollande, and Le Pen are Masons, blah, 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 and a well-documented internal Khazarian Zionist strife. And then, basically, now, as regards to internal divisions and unholy alliances among the Freemasonic, Jesuit, and Zionist factions, when it comes to Jesuits, there are many who adhere to the Sedevacantist thesis and realize that only Siri was the right pope for 1958. And I've got into this before. 1958, the conclave, where Roncalli, Pope John the 23rd, comes out being the Bishop of Rome instead of Cardinal Siri, who was handpicked by Pius the 12th, and it gets deep into that. When it comes to the Freemasons, divisions are already within the same rites lodges, Scottish, French, English, etc. And I've always said this, you got to look at American Freemasonry versus across the pond on the continent. It's two completely different animals. Look at the American Revolution versus the French Revolution, the Reign of Terror over there and then over here. You know, and everybody just wants to lump in and say, oh, all Freemasons are cucks to the Jews, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to read some bit out of Protocol 15 here that I didn't get to last week. And you'll be able to see some of the kind of nuances here and the idiosyncrasies, because it's a complicated subject, and too many people want to simplify it all and boil it down into, you know, one or two, light, white and black, and there's a lot of shades of gray here, and there's a lot of factions, and there's a lot of people embedded within various organizations that are comprised of human beings. And so when any organization is comprised of human beings, to make this blanket statement, oh, these people are all this, or these people are all that, it shows a real lack of depth. It shows a real lack of contemplation, because, see, you just want to paint things so simple for yourself that you think you know it all. And a lot of these people don't even really have any that much life experience. They've been, you know, they're 20 and 30 years old, and they think they know some things. And it's like, man, when I was 20-something, when I was even a 30-something, I was, you know, think about all the growing that you do on a daily basis. Think how fast the acceleration is moving now, where every week I'm doing this show, and I can't even keep up with everything that's happened in a week, and it's been that way. And so people, you know, some of these ego-driven personalities that think they're messiah figures and all the rest of this stuff, and think they're going to become president in 2020, you need to check your ego, man, because you're really silly as a person, and it's not going to happen. You're setting yourself up for, you know, foolishness. It's like Kanye West or Chris Rock 2020. It's like, really? Give me a break. Anyway, let's do this. And hold on. There was some interesting stuff here. Now, this is a really interesting one. And I've got an Argentinian that listens, and I've been talking to him via email. It's just I've been so busy. But listen to this. This is interesting. Since the early 2000s, there have been following efforts to produce many new Israels. Number one, northern Kenya, Uganda, Sudan. Israeli companies are omnipresent in those territories, and they have been preparing a highway and a railway linking Kenya's Lamu to South Sudan. Number two, Ukraine and Crimea. The Nazi Zionist link, however, Putin destroyed those plans, and this is the major problem with Ukraine, not the ceded eastern territories. And I remember months ago I read the article from Tex Mars about the Ashkenazis wanting to retake their ancient Khazarian homeland, Kiev, Ukraine, being basically the capital of the Khazar kind of empire. Remember that? The 13th tribe. And people have tried to kind of poo-poo that, but it makes sense of this kind of the Noodleman Kagan gang trying to overthrow and insert themselves into the Ukraine. And then here, Patagonia, South Argentina and South Chile. I got an Argentinian listener that's talking about all these Israeli characters scoping out Patagonia, this large swath of Argentina and Chile, like they want to make this another kind of colony, if you will. Now think about this: if the Israelites, if this is going to be this world Israeli empire, which is dominated and run out of the city of Jerusalem and all that, think about it. I mean, just like we and China and other people, we move into other lands. Don't you think that the Israelis, if they've got this, you know, greater Israel empire kind of mindset, they're going to be doing the same thing? And this is what MS has been talking about to me through communications. Now, back to, this is interesting stuff here. Now, back to the whole kind of Freemason Jewish control versus, you know, the Brits controlling their own Freemasonic lodges, or the Turks or the Americans and so forth. This is Protocol 15, where you get into a lot of basically Jewish bragging that they control all Freemasonry and it's theirs. Well, some of the other researchers say, no, the Jesuits control it all. They're the ones that wrote the degrees for Pike and the Scottish Rite. So you have this divergence of opinions between Rome controls Freemasonry secretly through the Black Pope and the Jesuits, and then no, Jewry is the head of World Freemasonry, and Prince Philip and all these guys are subservient to Lord Rothschild and the money changer kind of faction, and they're the masters of World Freemasonry. And so, you know, you can let people argue about this. You're always going to see these two kind of viewpoints, and I always bring them up on the show because you're always going to run into this through the research. Rome is the wellspring of all evil, the great harlot, Rome, Mystery Babylon the Great, and then other people saying, no, Jerusalem is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. And so you're going to see this arguing till we find out, okay? But here we go. In the Goy societies in which we have planted and deeply rooted discord and Protestantism, the only possible way of restoring order is to employ merciless measures that prove the direct force of authority. No regard must be paid to the victims who fall. They suffer for the well-being of the future, the attainment of that well-being, even at the expense of sacrifices, is the duty of any kind of government that acknowledges as justification for its existence not only It's privileges, but it's obligations. The principal guarantee of stability of rule is to confirm. Such was, until recent times, the Russian autocracy, the one and only serious foe we had in the world, without counting the papacy. So basically, look at that right there. The Russian autocracy is an enemy, and the papacy is an enemy to the elders of Zion, according to the protocols here. And I've been saying this, folks. Vladimir Putin, everybody argues about Putin just like they argue about the Pope or they argue about this or that. But what I'm asking is this. I don't know how many Russian diplomats and members of the government have been killed. One was just killed a week ago, and then another guy was killed in the Ukraine, but I think he was on the opposition. But what I'm saying is this. Putin's driver, the car was blown up. Here's the thing. What we have to realize is whether you like Putin or not, as far as stability and really taking a lot of shots on the chin, Putin's been a pretty solid dude as far as world stability. Look, he came to the aid of Assad. He let Libya, he let Gaddafi get overthrown, and he bit his tongue on that one. And look at Libya now. Putin was right. I mean, Libya, Gaddafi prophesied, folks, that if you take me out, the shores of Europe are going to be flooded with Africans. And he prophesied correctly. And none of you punks out here want to give him that. And I'm not talking about the listeners. I'm talking about these idiots that wanted his overthrow. Now, but see, they wanted this. This is this orchestrated, synthetic, racial civil strife that they want worldwide. And so, and then they want to call these people refugees. It's like, dude, every African that comes and hears that he's got free stuff and free white chicks in Europe is not a refugee. Okay, he's an invader. Okay. I mean, basically what you're saying is any non-white person that wants to move to Europe throughout the planet is a refugee. That's ridiculous. They need to start sinking these boats. And I don't mean to be a jerk, but this is life and death for the continent of Europe. And the Italian Navy is, I mean, and there's a bunch of these others involved, but the Italian Navy are probably under orders of the Jesuits and the crypto-Judaic faction in Italy. They're bringing these people, these invaders. And then Italy is in chaos. France, total chaos. We saw this London thing, and I got to get into it. I think it was a false flag. And it's further perpetuating. England's going to go bloodbath soon. And I've been saying this for months, but Westminster's another incident, and I got to get to this article. I mean, it's about basically GCHQ, government communications headquarters. That's basically Britain's NSA as a cover. I mean, there's so much going on here, but let me get here. Back to the protocols. I got a couple minutes left. Meantime, however, until we come into our kingdom, we shall act in a contrary way. We shall create and multiply Freemasonic lodges in all the countries of the world, absorb into them all who may become or who are prominent in public activity. For in these lodges we shall find our principal intelligence office and a means of influence. All these lodges we shall bring under one central administration, known to us alone and to all others absolutely unknown, which will be composed of our learned elders. All right. Now I'm going to skip over some of this, but this is freaky, okay? And I'm going to have to get into some of the stuff I just skipped over later, but listen to this. Death is the inevitable end for all. It is better to bring that end nearer to those who hinder our affairs than to ourselves, to the founders of this affair. We execute Masons in such wise that none save the Brotherhood can ever have a suspicion of it. Not even the victims themselves of our death sentence. They all die when required, as if from a normal kind of illness. Think about that. They all die when required as if from a normal kind of illness. So basically they're saying they whack Masons that go off the plantation that hinder their affairs, and it makes it look like a normal kind of illness. Knowing this, even the Brotherhood in its turn dare not protest. By such methods, we have plucked out of the midst of Masonry the very root of protest against our disposition. While preaching liberalism to the Goyim, we at the same time keep our own people and our own agents in a state of unquestioning submission. And that's powerful, folks. That's basically saying, yeah, these guys, as part of our little brotherhood, we'll whack them, and they don't even know that we're killing them. And so, I mean, most people just gloss over that part. And there's so much in Protocol 15, it's page upon page, but it's powerful. And look, you can argue about who the authors are. Tex Mars believes it's probably the 1897 World Zionist Congress and the members there. And, you know, some of the Jesuit researchers will say, oh no, the Jesuits wrote the protocols to make the Jews look bad. You see, the Jews are just this innocuous bunch of people, and they never have any negative plans for the Gentile world. You're going to have to decide that for yourself. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Incendiary Radio now. Mr. Producer, let's see here. Let's have a little fun. Get clip 19 ready. This is Gavin McInnes. Now, clip 19, Gavin McInnes. This is hilarious. Now, this guy, he just took his trip to Israel. He's kissed Milo on the mouth, real nasty stuff, to be defiant to Islam and some of the fake terror attacks. I mean, McInnes has put a butt plug in himself, all kinds of weird stuff. But it's funny to watch all these people. The pressure is mounting to where basically they're having to kind of unload on some of the goofballs in the Jewish community that are just so toxic that it's like, if you don't, you're leaving your ass hanging out in the breeze. Hit clip 19.
She brings these fags to this thing, and they are all Trump guys now. They've been converted. Good. Welcome aboard, homos. And he goes, hey, I got to say something. I wrote a hit piece on you for Mike.com, and I just want to say that I apologize. And that doesn't mean shit to me. I apologize. Fuck off. But I thought, I finally met one of you guys, and I've always said, if I ever meet one of these fuckers, I'm just going to put my arm on their larynx and just choke them out. He goes, they asked me to write it, and I just wrote it. And I go, what were you meaning? He goes, I don't even remember it. It was one of five things I wrote that day. So this is the guy. And look at his fucking face. So I go, so you didn't even think when you wrote it. And he goes, yeah, it was one of five things I wrote that day. And I go, you fucking people, you ruin people's lives on a whim. And I get that you have no honor, no morals, nothing. But why did you choose writing if you have no honor? And he goes, what? And I go, you're a gay Jew, aren't you? And he goes, yes. And I go, you people have no sense of community. You don't seem to see yourselves as part of our society. Why are you all such fucking saboteurs? And then Anna's going, whoa, calm down. She said that he's apologizing, but I don't see it like that. Like, if someone robs your house and they go, I said I was sorry. God, I don't fucking care if you're sorry, you fucking little cunt.
All right, you can stop it there. And I'm sorry for the language, folks. I mean, this guy's name was John Levine. And so he writes a hit piece on McInnes. And then I guess they meet up somewhere. And he's like, he's like, you're a gay Jew, aren't you? And he's like, yeah. He's like, why you guys such saboteurs? I mean, that's pretty priceless stuff, even coming from an individual like McInnes, who a lot of people in the alt-right or the, you know, pro-white sector, they all trash him. But I mean, it's funny to watch that kind of stuff come out of that dude's mouth, because it's like people don't want to look at ripple effects. Okay, they all just want to say, I'm the pure one here, I've never done anything wrong, and nobody that I really dislike on a personal level, I can ever give them a pat on the back and say, dude, that's a pretty badass clip that you did right there. And see, I'm not like that. I come from a world where, you know, we've all you got to take, you know, like when you see something like that, it's funny, and I'm going to admit it, and I'm going to say, you know what, that's pretty damn good for McInnes. So see you guys on the other side of the break. Feeling fine, but we're losing time.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic.